Have you ever wondered why so many teenagers take a nap after school? Maybe it's because they are constantly working their brains from 7 a.m. to around 2 p.m., and most students have extracurricular activities that they are involved in. And in addition to that, some kids go to work after school. If these kids have this much to do, why add more stress to what they are already stressing out about? I'm Taylor Kowalski, and this is Unnecessary Stress, the show where I talk about teachers adding stress on students on top of all the other stress that they are dealing with. First, let's start off with just an average day for a student athlete. So we're going to use Blue Springs South School schedule, and they start at about 7:25 a.m. So say the student wakes up at about 6 a.m., gets ready, and arrives at school at 7:15. And it is very important for student athletes to be at school on time and throughout the day to every class on time. And also throughout the day, they need to make sure that they are staying on top of things with grades and things like that because academics comes first before sports. You got to have good grades to even attend practices, to attend games, and things like that. So after the school day is over, it is 2:15. And practices start at about 2:30, 2:45, sometimes maybe even 3, but just for the sake, we'll do 2:45. And practices typically last about 2 hours. So by this time, it is now 4:45. We'll give the student 5 to 10 minutes to pack up their things, get into their car, whatever they need to do. So it is now 4:55. We'll give them about 15 minutes to drive home, get settled in, unpack everything, and all the things that they need to do. So it's about 5:10, and I assume the student would need a shower because they just practiced it. So, the average shower for a teenager is about 10 minutes. So, we'll just say their shower took 10 minutes. So, by this time, it is 5:20. The student, I assume, is hungry. So, they need to eat dinner. We'll give them 30 minutes to eat dinner. So, it's now 5:50. Now, students need to stay on top of their grades to make sure that they don't have D's and F's because then they won't be able to play the sport that they love. So we'll give them about an hour and 15 minutes to do all of their homework for all of their classes. So by this time, it is now 7:05. Now this student, I assume, has chores or things their parents need them to do around the house, help out with things, just whatever it is. So we'll give them 15 minutes to get their chores done. So it is now 7:20. Now, all these needs that are things that need to get done, homework, eating, showering, they're all done by 7:20 p.m. This student has been going from 6 a.m. in the morning to 7:20 p.m. That is over 12 hours. Can you assume how tired this student is? How mentally and physically tired this student is? And you think, when does this student get time to themselves? You know, people could say, oh, after 7:20 or after 7 p.m. or whatever time it is when they're done with all their things. But when does this student get to have family time, hang out with friends? And even if this student did have time to hang out with friends, they're not gonna feel like it because they are mentally and physically exhausted. So if they're so exhausted from this whole long day, they have so much to do in one day, like there's truly not enough hours in a day. Why should students have to deal with the attitudes, the disrespectfulness, the strict deadlines, the not understanding, the not taking in opinions. Why do student athletes and people who have busy schedules like this have to take that from teachers? It is simply not fair from having to deal with all this stress just in general. There is unnecessary stress that teachers are constantly putting on students, and it needs to come to an end. So I have a story about a high school junior named Nora and how school is just stressing her out. So Nora had got her report card back and she was absolutely devastated. She was so upset that she didn't get a 4.0. She had a total meltdown and cried for hours. Her mother said that she couldn't believe her reaction. Her mother says that Nora is doing college level work, but many of her friends are taking enough advanced classes to boost their grade point averages above 4.0. Her mom says it breaks my heart to see her upset when she's doing so awesome and going above and beyond. And the pressure is taking a physical toll too, not just mental. At age 16, Nora is tired and is increasingly irritated with her siblings and often suffers headaches, is what her mother says. Parents are right to be worried about stress and their children's health. According to an article, school stress takes a toll on health, teens and parents say. A little stress is a good thing. It can motivate students to be organized, but too much stress can backfire. Almost 40% of parents say their high schooler is experiencing a lot of stress from school. According to that same article, homework was a leading cause of stress, with 24% of parents saying it's an issue. Chronic stress can cause a sense of panic and paralysis. The child feels stuck, which only adds to the feeling of stress. So think about having to deal with all of this and still having to pile up all the things that I had mentioned before. The having good grades, getting to places on time, having really good communication skills. It is a very stressful thing. Another story I would like to share is about a girl named Colleen. As a sophomore, she was taking all advanced courses. The pressure was making her sick. She states that she didn't feel good, and when she didn't feel good, she felt like she couldn't do her work, which would stress her out even more. Her mom says that it was more than they could handle as a family. And with encouragement from her parents, Colleen dropped one of her advanced courses. And the family's decision generated disbelief from other parents. Why would I let her take the easy way out? And that's what her mom constantly had to hear from other parents. There is not an easy way out of these type of things. And it's simply because you can't do your best if you are too stressed out. So if you take away some of that stress, you can do 100% on the things that you are sure you can do, instead of having so much stress to where you can only do 85%. In these next couple of clips, I have interviewed a high school substitute and a high school student athlete. So we'll have two different perspectives on their thoughts and what they have to say about stress in school. So I'm here with Miss K, a substitute for the Blue Springs School District, and I have a few questions for her. So what do you think causes the most stress on students?
I would say school would be number one. And then I would probably say their peers for number two.
Okay. And do you support teachers not adjusting to personal schedules if they are communicating it with the teacher in advance?
There would have to be, there's a fine line for this, I think. If communicated with a teacher and it's within reason, yes, I think they should be allowed extra time, especially if it's something school related that has caused them to not be able to finish their assignment, then I would say yes, but it's under certain circumstances.
Okay, and under that same kind of category, how do you feel about teachers taking in consideration, like, the suggestions that students have of the way that they're teaching and things like making it easier for them to learn? Like, do you like agree with?
Yeah, I totally get what you're saying. I absolutely 100% think that teachers should take into consideration what a child is trying to explain to them is going to best help them. Not every kid is the same. At the end of the day, we all learn different ways. Some are visual learners, some are auditorial learners. Albert Einstein is a perfect example of that. Everyone thought he was dumb, and they actually thought he was retarded, and it turned out he was far from that. I 100% believe that teachers should listen to our kids, and if they know what's going to help them succeed, then they should take that into consideration. Because after all, that's what we're there for. We're there for them.
Yeah, and I agree. I feel like some students work better alone and some students work better in groups. And I feel like a teacher should offer both of those options to help students succeed.
Absolutely. Because especially in a big classroom, like the school district you're in, there's a lot of students in your guys' classrooms. And even more so whenever you go to college, we need to be able to learn to adjust and adapt to our surroundings and our environments. And if each student and the teacher can work together to come to a common ground that will best help them learn and succeed, I think they should definitely do that.
And just for student athletes and with curricular activities alone, how do you feel about teachers just extending those deadlines for those types of situations where they have a game or a tournament or a really busy week with their sports? Do you think that's fair to other students who also don't have the sports, or do you think it needs to be moved back for everyone, or how do you feel about that?
I personally say no, it shouldn't be changed. Going into high school, what comes along with joining any sport, your time is going to be very valuable, and you're going to need to utilize any extra free time within each class you have. And so therefore you signed up for it. And if it's too much for someone to be able to take on, then unfortunately I would say school comes first and we shouldn't be playing that athletic sport.
Yeah, I mean, school obviously is something that comes first because school athletes have to have good grades to even play in their sports. So say this person is struggling in a class, say math class, and they're way behind and they're trying to get caught up, but the teachers are taking points off for it being late. Do you agree with the teacher offering extra credit or something to help that student if they are truly trying in that class?
I do agree with that, because again, we don't want our kids to fail. And if we take away something from a kid that truly takes up their time outside of school, such as school sports, that is keeping them out of trouble. And if they're already struggling in a subject, the chances of them going downhill quicker I feel like are the percentage is much higher because they're already going to fall into some sort of depression, and it's not going to be good. So I definitely think we should do whatever we can to help them stay within the sport, whether that's offering them some type of tutoring or getting them a mentor that could help them. But I definitely think that we should try first.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work out, then the teacher at least tried.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
After hearing some of her responses, I was a bit shocked on some of them, but some of them I did agree with. So now let's move on to the student athlete. So I'm here with Tessa. She is a cheerleader at Blue Springs South High School, and I have a couple questions for her about her everyday life. So what is the most stressful part of dealing with school while having to cheer at football, basketball, all these types of games, along with practices after school?
I think it's probably just being tired and having the stress of knowing you have to have good grades and you might have homework after school, and it's hard to get it done when you have practice, and just having good grades is a big one.
Okay. And are you involved in any other sports, jobs, or clubs in or outside of school?
I do choir for the school, and I'm also a basketball manager for the school. And then I also do competitive dance. And
that's outside of school, the competitive dance?
Yes.
Okay. So with all those activities, how do you manage your time? Like self time, friend time, family time? How do you manage to put all that together? Or do you even have time to put all that together?
It's kind of hard when I do feel like I do a lot all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, I get it all done, and it's just, I just go with the flow and try to make do with what I have.
And I assume you're completely exhausted after trying to manage all of this.
Yes, but I love doing it, so that's what motivates me to keep going.
So you wouldn't change anything about your time? Like, are you planning on next year doing everything the same? Because you're a sophomore, correct?
Yes.
I'm
not doing cheer next year because I do think it's mentally draining me with how people act during practices and stuff. And it's just hard when you know you have so much on your plate, and getting good grades and being able to understand things during school is just harder when you have the stress of going to practice and having to deal with the people being rude. And
so yours is also a teammate thing where they are being rude and disrespectful. Is that also a coach's thing, or is that just?
Yes, it's all around.
And coaches are teachers, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And I think that attitudes are contagious.
Yes,
so
they are.
It's hard to like get calm and be calm with trying to
manage all of your stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. So do teachers add additional stress to the stress that you already have by having like strict deadlines and just some days where they're having a bad day and they have attitudes towards the students, or they're just being really disrespectful for no reason? Does that add stress to you?
Yes, I think it's very stressful when some kids don't learn the same way as others. And when you're taking it out on the students, it's hard for them to feel like they're wanted and their learning abilities are okay when they don't make it any better and it doesn't help.
So it's making you feel unwanted?
Yes.
When they're doing that? Okay. So how does studying go for you? Like for a test, for a quiz, do you have a lot of time to do that?
No, it's actually really hard for me to study. Like, I don't, like, get the time or have the energy to study. I'm just, the night before, I'm just like, oh, I have this test, but I don't have any energy to want to study for it because
I'm mentally tired.
Yeah.
Mentally drained.
And I may have had practice that day or just had a bad day, and it's not fun.
And coming from an athlete myself, I know getting home late after a long night, have you ever tried to study and, like, been falling asleep while you're studying and you just don't remember anything from the time before?
Yes, or I stay up very, very late, and I get up the next day, and I'm just so tired that I don't remember anything that I just worked on or anything. It's kind of hard.
Yeah. Well, that's all I have. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
No.
Okay. Well, thank you. After hearing the interview from the student athlete, some people may think, well, if sports is causing so much stress on you and academics is more important, why don't you just quit the sport or quit the club or whatever it is? The people that say that clearly don't know the benefits of being in an extracurricular activity. So according to an article called Top 10 Benefits of Extracurricular Activities for High School Students, it gives background about why being in these extracurricular activities are so important. So the first one is higher self-esteem. So when you achieve in something and you do something successful and you really succeed and you're beating your goal, it makes you feel good and your self-confidence will improve. It makes you want to keep going, keep trying, and it makes you want to keep competing. It's a really good thing to have. The second one is social opportunities. You could go into high school knowing no one. And when you go into these clubs, when you go into these sports, these summer workouts, anything like that, you guys already have the same interest because you both are active and looking to play the same sport. It is so much easier to make friends that way. And those friends will know other friends, and it just builds on from there. So the social opportunities are really good for extracurricular activities. The third thing is life skills, improving life skills. And for me personally, I think the biggest one is having really good time management and communication skills, along with teamwork and problem solving. With the communication part, if you're involved in multiple things, you have to be communicative. You have to communicate. You got to tell them when you'll be there, if you're going to be late. It's just a whole bunch of communication that needs to go on. Problem solving is a big one. You have to problem solve for if you're going to miss this activity one day and this activity the next. Teamwork is something you have to do together. Most sports are a team effort. Unlike track and tennis, maybe, those are more individual. But for basketball, baseball, swimming, it's more all together. You got to learn how to work with each other, how to get along with each other, and things like that. Another thing is leadership. As you grow, going through the years of high school and getting to the upperclassmen stage, being a junior and then a senior, you really develop leadership skills and you mentally prepare yourself and have a good mentality of, if you want to be here, you got to show you want to be here. And I think leadership from the people above you is really important because they're setting an example for what you need to be. And the last one is really big, and it's time management. Figuring out what time you need to get places, what time you need to leave, what time, just anything. It's a bunch of time management, and it's really hard to deal with, and you get so good at it that it almost is an everyday thing for you. And the last thing is better mental health. So sometimes people go to these clubs or sports to clear their minds. And when you're going through so much stress, you just do these things to clear your mind, calm down, relax, and it's something that you enjoy. It's almost like a hobby, like drawing, painting, singing, anything like that. It just releases stress and it improves your mood and it provides a sense of purpose. I lied, there is one more. University applications is one of the bigger ones because think about getting really good at these things and getting scholarships for them, getting full rides to places. It really gives you a lot of opportunities for things. And I think, like, there is nothing that can go wrong with extracurricular activities. And if something does wrong, you can't always quit, but I would highly suggest going into another one. So that goes to show that just being involved during high school makes things kind of just go smoother and it makes things a lot more fun and a lot more memorable for you and your high school experience. So once again, all these teachers adding stress to things that shouldn't be stressful makes all these things that are supposed to be fun not fun anymore because you are stressing about unnecessary things. And I just think teachers need to be a little bit more caring and a little bit more understanding of people's personal lives if the student is willing to share that with them. Once again, this is Taylor Kowalski, and this is Unnecessary Stress.